Daf is Daf Nun Tes. So we got to five lines down, talk about different chazakas of hashamshus of the parts of the house. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Tsinor, Hamakalech, Maim Lechatzir Chaveiro. There's a gutter that water is pouring down from my roof to, let's say, your courtyard. Uba Bal Hagag Lesosmo. And let's say I, the owner of the roof, I want to close up this gutter, redirect it, let's say. So lach is Baal Chatzar Ma'akev Alav. The Baal Chatzar could prevent him from doing this. The Baal Chatzar says, I want the water to come in my property. It's beneficial for my vegetables. Damar, he says, Le'kihecha de'at kanisalacha chatzar didi. Just like you as a Baal Gag have acquired the rights to have your water drain in my field, so too, lididi nami kanili maya de'igrach, I also have acquired the water from your roof. Right, so Baal Chatzar says, the Baal Chatzar says, listen, you, the owner of the roof, I let you have drained all the water to my property all these years. So you can't suddenly wake up one day and redirect it. I actually want the water. I've got a kinyan on that water that's on the roof, and you cannot redirect it. So what exactly is this kinyan? So if you look at the Rashbam, Rashbam says around halfway down the narrow lines, he says, Lididi nami kani li maya digrich. The Baal Chatzar says, I also acquired the water in your roof. Lahashkos behemosai, to give water to my animals. Shamanas kain, nisrat seisi lecha. I had the condition that I let you in the first place drain your water in my property was on the condition that I get to use the water. Similar to a sale, shani shavad hilcha chatzerai b'shul meimcha. I'm letting you use my field for me to use your water. V'im atachozer b'cha ani lo achzer bo. Just like you're retracting, I'm not retracting from mine. We had an agreement. So the question the Ritva asks on the Rashbam, on the understanding the Gemara here, isn't this a davar shalob baliyolam? The rain didn't come yet. So how, as I the Baal Chatzar, how am I able to acquire this water that hasn't come into this world just yet? So there are ways to explain maybe that rain water is considered davar shabali olam. The Gemara and Erevin talk about whether rain and snow is muksa. And it's not muksa because it's already in this world. It's just the clouds are just releasing it, but the water's there. And that's not the approach that the Nesivo says, though. Nesivo says that granted it's a davar shalob bali olam. But a davar shalob bali olam, a person cannot make a kinyan, is only when I'm acquiring that object that doesn't exist yet. But when it's an agreement whereby I'm letting you use my property, and in return, as tashlumim, I'm going to get the rainwater. That's a davar shalob bali olam. That's a situation where I can be paid back with something that's davar shalob bali olam. Again, if I'm trying to buy fruit from you that haven't grown yet on this field, that's a classic case of davar shalob bali olam. I can't buy fruit. There's nothing to buy. But let's say I'm giving you rights to my property. So now you, the Baal Gag, use my property. In return, you could pay me back with something that's davar shelo bal yom. It's a tashlumim. It's a response, a reaction to the original agreement we had.
I don't understand the
chiluk. No, one's one direction. I'm just buying objects. One is you're paying me back with something that doesn't exist yet.
So you can pay back with the fruit also doesn't
exist. Yeah, granted, 100%. Yeah, if I make a deal that, listen, you could use my property and you'll pay me back the fruit that hasn't been grown yet, so then that's considered a good agreement. Because I'm not buying the fruit. I'm not buying the rain. The rain's going to be future payments for you using my property. That's how the Nesivos and other Achronim explain the Shittas of Rashbam. And that's Meduyak, because Rashbam says, it's V'dami L'mecha Chumemka. It's like a sale. It's an exchange is what's going on. You giving me the property and I give you the rain. Then in exchange, that's when it's permitted. It's a Chiddush. It's a Chiddush in the Nesivos, but that's the Chiluk that he makes. Now the Ritva says differently. The Ritva says, no. The Kinyan is that I, as the Baal Chatzar, I'm acquiring your roof, not the rain. I have a chelik in your roof now, as a Baal Chatzar. That is mamashus, that exists in the world. And any rain that comes on the roof, on the gutter, mimela comes into my property. I own it already when it's up there. So the Nafka Mina, they say, can the Baal Gag, so the Baal Gag now cannot redirect. He cannot redirect the gutter. But let's say he wants to destroy his roof. Can he destroy his roof? If the Baal Chatzar has a kinyan on the roof, then he has no right. I've got a chelik in that Gag. But if it's simply a shtamshus of the water, so the water's all yours. I'm destroying my house, my roof. You try to get it some other way, but it's not going through my roof anymore. So that's an afkamina between the Ritva and the Rashbam.
If the roof leaks, who's chayav to fix the house?
Ah, okay. So seemingly the Baal Chatzar doesn't have a full chelik in it, right. But right here, what responsibility is on the Baal Chatzar? Okay, so anyways, what's the din? So can the Baal Chatzar stop the Baal Gag from redirecting the water? He says, I have a chelik of that water. So the Gemara says it's a machlokas. Itmar, Rabbi Oshaya Amar Ma'akev. Ma'akev, let's figure out who's Ma'akev here. So Rashbam says it's around 10 narrow lines up. Ma'akev al Bal Hagag. He could stop, the Baal Chatzar could stop the Baal Gag from redirecting it. And according to Rabbi Chama Amar Ein Ma'akev, you cannot stop it. And therefore the Baal Gag could redirect it. How do we paskin? So Azil Shaili li Rabbi Bisa. And they asked him, and Amar Lui says, Ma'akev, we paskin that the Baal Chatzar could stop the Baal Hagag from redirecting it. So then, now, it's important to know, look at the Rashbam here, Azal Shaila le Rabbi Bisa, Aviv Shor Rabbi Chama, Vizekeno Shor Rabbi Oshaya. Rabbi Bisa was the grandfather. So there was Rabbi Bisa, then there's Rabbi Chama, who was the second Ma'an Damer here in the Gemara, who says Eina Ma'akev, and then the son, the grandson, Rabbi Oshaya, who says Ma'akev, who was the first opinion of the Gemara. So we have these three generations having the conversation. So they went to the grandfather to see the Psak, and he says Ma'akev. So they kari aleh Rami Bar Chama. They refer to Rami Bar Chama here, or rather Rami Bar Chama referred to this dialogue as v'achud hamishulash lo b'mehera yinasik, that the string, a rope that's spun three times over, it's not going to quickly snap, because you have the three doros here, of the three generations of Rabbi Bisa, and Rabbi Chama, and Rabbi Oshaya. So that says Zeh Rabbi Oshaya Benosha Rabbi Chama Benosha Rabbi Bisa. This was the discussion here. So look at Tosas. Tosas writes here, the Chut Hamashulosh Lobim Hera Yunasik. So we have this three generations that appear in the Gemara here. Tosas asks, Bikama Hayu Shehen Vavoseim Vavos Avoseim Hayu Tamidei Chachamim. We have many places in Shas where there are three generations of Tamidei Chachamim. Why Dafka these three individuals were Zochah to have this pasuk referred to them? We don't say Achur Meshulash in the other places. It's Elahacha, and just tells us Hainu Taima. The reason is here we apply it. The Fisha Shloshan Ro Zed Zed. It wasn't so common for the grandsons to see the grandfathers. It wasn't very common. So this was a unique situation where the all three lived at the same time. So this is Achur HaMeshulash Lo B'mehir Yinosik. So then the Gemara asks a question from earlier when we had Machlokas between Rabbi Oshaya and Rabbi Chama. Who would you think's position we would present first? The father, Rabbi Chama says X, and Rabbi Oshaya says Y. But it says Rabbi Oshaya, the son, they mention what he said before mentioning his father, Rabbi Chama. So he asks Tosus, V'hod demaski Rabbi Oshaya kodem Rabbi Chama aviv? Why? B'machlokas. The fishahaya gadol yoser midai. Because Rabbi Oshaya was a Eloi, let's call him. Kedamar leben shel kepesach heichel liban shel rishon kepesach heichel zeh Rabbi Oshaya. We have wonderful statements describing Rabbi Oshaya's character, so that's why we mention him before his own father. Okay, Gemara now says the two dots around halfway down Amud Aleph here. Sulam hamitzri ein lo chazaka. So the klal is anything that's Egyptian is small, but that which was Tsuri was larger. So a small ladder of mitzri. If the guy places I place my ladder on your property, my neighbor, and you're not mocha, that's not a chazaka because you don't care if my small ladder, sulam mitzri, is on your property. So asks the Gemara, well, hechi dami sulam hamitzri, what exactly is this? So amri debe rabbi yanai, kol she'en lo arba chavkin. Anything that doesn't have four rungs, it only has three rungs, it's like a step stool, it seems to me. Like a small step stool, three steps, and no one really cares if the step stool is left on the property, so the neighbor is not going to complain. If he doesn't complain, or if he's not, and then it can never result in a chazaka. Gemara now says the two dots chalon hamitzus ein lechazaka. So then we have the difference between a window, Egyptian window versus a tsuri window. So ma'ishna gavi sulam de lo mefarish, u'ma'ishna gavi chalon de mefarish. The Mishnah never told us, they never defined what a ladder was, but the Mishnah did define what a type of window is. So why didn't it explain? Why did it only explain the window but didn't explain the ladder in the Mishnah? And so the Gemara answers because Mishum de Kabai Afluge Rabbi Yehuda Besefra. Because Rabbi Yehuda argues on the definition of a window. So since he's arguing the definition of the window, the Tanakhama first had to say what their definition of the window was, and Rabbi Yehuda has a different definition. But since there is no debate about the window, so they never explain about a ladder rather, so there's no need for the Mishnah to explain what a ladder is because everybody was in agreement. So Amar Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira now says, Lemata mid arba amos yesh lo chazaka. Below four amos as a chazaka. What are we referring to here now? So referring to the window now. If the window is below four amos, it's within, let's call it 6 feet of the ground floor, it's very low down, yesh lo chazaka. Because if I build a window right next to your property, you're not going to like that. I could look right into your chatzer. You want it higher up. So if it's low down and you never complain, that indicates I have a chazaka on this property. The yachal limchos, and you're allowed to, as the neighbor, you could always protest me making such a low window. But if I build a window limalam arvamos, if it's above 6 feet where you can't really look into the window, now remember, don't think of second floors, think of one floor. So if it's a 6 foot high window, no one can look through that window, it just brings light in. So there's no, it doesn't affect you at all, so you're okay with that. So lemala me'arba amos, ain't no chazaka, there's no chazaka. At the same time, ain't yachal limchos. You as my neighbor can't protest it because it doesn't affect you at all. No one could see through that window. So that's according to Rabbi Zeira. There's a distinction between lemata midal amos versus lemala midal amos. But comes along Rabbi Allah, Amar, afilu lemala me'arba amos, ain't no chazaka. Even if the window is really high, 4 amos high, even though nobody could look inside, look outside that window, you still cannot have a chazaka. The yachal limchos, and the neighbor could protest me having a window that faces his property. Very strange. So the Gemara makes a very strange suggestion here. Leima b'kofen amidas hastom kamithligi. They're arguing about midas stom, right? The neighbor has no reason to complain. He's not lewd. There's nothing chaser on his part. But he still could complain. You're allowed to complain whenever you want. That seems to be the machlokas. That mar savar kofen, that according to Rabbi Allah, according to the Tanakhama, you can be kofen amidas stom. The guy's coming out of you with a taina, which makes no difference. They say, what do you care that my window's up here? No one can look through. So therefore, we don't let him make such a taina. But Mar Sava Rabbi Eli holds, ain't kofen. We can't force the guy. If the guy wants to make a midas stom taina, that I want you to close your window for no reason, we don't force against him. We allow him to make such a taina. So that's the machlokas. Do we allow for midas stom, or do we not allow for midas stom? Which again is a very strange havamina, but that's what the Gemara suggests. And the Gemara says no. Chuyama kofen. Everybody agrees. We don't allow a person to make a unjustified taina, close the window because it faces my property. No one can look inside. We don't acknowledge such tainas. That's midas stom. So what's the machlokas? Whether we allow a person to build a wall, a window high up or not? Shiny hacha says the Gemara. Damar lei, the neighbor says zimnun de mosves shar shife tusach the kaimes the kachazis. Sometimes you're going to Moses' place, a sharshifa is like a bench or a chair underneath the window, and you'll climb on top of the window, be able to look down the window into my property, and that's going to bother me a lot. So there is a basis for the neighbor to make such a taina, even if it's a window that's very high up. That's where Rabbi Eli is coming from, and you can be mocha on a window that's lamala midal amos, but according to the Tanakhama, according to Rabbi Zeira, he wasn't concerned people are going to move the couches over and be peeping toms. It's not a normal thing to do, and therefore the shachin, the neighbor, cannot protest my window that's above Dalad Amos. Okay, the Gemara now says, Hahu da'asa l'kamei derbi ami. The person once came to Rabbi Ami, Shadri l'kamei derbi Abba bar Mabile, sent him to Rabbi Abba, and Amar lei, Avilei k'Rabbi Eli. We pass like Rabbi Eli, that a neighbor can be mocha if the window is above Dal Amos, even the neighbor can protest. So Amar Shmuel, Ula'ora, afilu kol shu yesh lo chazaka. At Shmuel, if the purpose was to bring in light, then even the smallest amount, there's a chazaka. So what does this mean? Look at the Rashbam, 6 lines up from the bottom. Amar Shmuel, Ula'ora, afilu kol shu yesh lo chazaka. For light, even a small amount, there's a chazaka. Chalon ha'asri likanes nimenu or b'makom eifel. It's a dark room, and of course they didn't have electricity, so windows were very important back then. So then you had a little window to bring in some light into a dark area. V'cheven skip the line there. Lo ba'in and chalon tsuri. You don't need a large window to bring in light. A small window could do a lot. A little crack could open up the entire room. Se'elafilu kol shu yesh lechazaka. If you open a small hole there, like that big, light's going to come through. The chalon ha'asid la'ora milsat kviusa. If a window is made just to bring a light, that's something that's set and established. The chal hayamim adam tzarach la'ora. A person needs light. You can't function otherwise at nighttime or even during the daytime if it's the sun's being blocked. It's hard to see. So the chayven she'asa chalon zeh l'chal hayamim aso. Since he made the window, he made it forever to have the window there. V'hayalo l'ba'al chatzer limchos b'soch shlosha. He should have protested within 3 years. And if he didn't, if the neighbor didn't protest, he must have asked permission from the neighbor to open up, and therefore he has the right. So what's our discussion in the Mishnah? So the Masnisin, la b'chalon ha'asri la'ora ma'iri, el b'chalon ha'asri lishmor ginos pardesin derech ha'chalon. So what's going on here is our Mishnah is talking about a case where you open the window so you could see outside to check on your garden, your vegetable garden, your trees, what things are growing. That's the discussion we're having in the Mishnah. But the discussion here, what Shmuel is saying, but if it's for the purpose of a light, so then a person does have a can create a chazaka on that type of window. Okay, the Mishnah now says in the bottom of Nun Tesam and Aleph, Haziz ad tefach. So Aziz is a little porch that sticks out, not quite a porch, but something that sticks out of the wall. Ad tefach yeshel chazak. Let's look at Rashbam for an explanation here. Last Rashbam on the page before you turn the page. Haziz ad tefach yeshel chazak. Mishi yeshel kosel samach lechatzir chaver. I've got a wall which is next to your courtyard. The whole tziz tefach bolet mikasla. I stick out a beam that goes out of tefach, not very far, a fist of some sort, sticks out onto your, above your chatzer. The chatzer chaver, v'havi chazaka. That's a chazaka. Vein ba'la chatzer yachal livnos sham binyan listor saziz. Now you can't build something below it that's going to go up and knock down my ziz. You have no right to do that. I've acquired that airspace. Dechuli hai lo havi shavik le ba'la chatzer lo tziz tefach b'chatzer below reshuso. If the guy never bought the rights to put a tefach, a ziz, into my yard, I would not have let him. The fact that it's been there for 3 years and you didn't protest indicates that the Bala Kosel must have asked Rishus from the Bala Chatzer. Sharei Yachal Limchos, he could have protested and he didn't protest, so therefore the Bal Ziz of the Kosel, he gets the he creates a chazaka. So then the Mishnah says again, Haziz ad tefach yesh a chazaka. Up until tefach, you have a chazaka. The Yachal Limchos and the Bala Chatzer could protest. If you build out a ziz, he could say, I don't want the ziz here. But if he doesn't protest, that indicates a chazaka. But if it's pachos mitefach, ain't la chazaka, ain't la Yachal Limchos. If it's a tiny, it's a couple inches like that much, the Bala Chatzer is not bothered by that. And therefore, you can't protest it, but at the same time, you can't create a chazaka. And if I, as the Bala Chatzer, want to build some structure, it's going to knock off your ziz, I have every right to, because your ziz of less than a tefach can never create a chazaka. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yasi, Amar Rabbi Mani. V'amri la others say it's Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Mani. Hichzik betefach, hichzik bedalad. It's a very strange lashon. If you machzik with one tefach, so then you could have four tefachim. So my kama, what is that? It doesn't make any sense. Because I was had a kinyan on one tefach, I could extend my ziz now four tefachim. That doesn't make any sense. So Amar Bai comes to explain Halchi Kamar. Hichzik rochav tefach b'meshach arba, hichzik b'rochav arba. So what's this going? What's Abai explaining for us? So look at the Rashbam here. Rashbam says halfway down the narrow lines here, hachi kamar hichzik b'ziz shehu rochav tefach. If the ziz is one tefach wide and b'orach adal tefachim, but it's bolet me'akosa, but sticks four tefachim into your property, l'chutz hichzik nami b'ziz shehu rochav dal adal orach. So right now I've got a beam like that's my arm. Just let's say four tefachim long. It's only one tefach wide. So now I create a chazaka. I can now expand it to four tefachim wide. The same length. I just expanded the width. Now it's going to be 4x4 sticking into your property. That is permitted according to the Gemara. Why? D'cheven d'hiniach lo orech shel makom chashuv nisratzelo nami barachvo. Since the Baal Chatzar granted me permission to have four tefachim deep into the property, it's implied that he also granted me, even though I haven't used it yet, Pasha, he granted me four tefachim wide as well. I haven't taken advantage of this yet, but that must have been part of the initial agreement that we made. Because in Halacha we have a makom is only dal by dal. So it wouldn't make sense for the Baal Chatzar to give me a 1x4 dimension. That's not a makom chashuv. So Mishtami gave me a 4x4 dimension. I just didn't use all of it now. I use one tefach now, but later on I'm going to expand it to 4x4 tefachim. And that's the understanding of the statement of Rebbe Mani.
Is any of those 5 or 5x5? Is that?
No, because once you go, but if it would be 5x4, let's say, so then let's say it was 5 into it, only one tefach deep, I would imagine it would be 5x4 still. That's what I would imagine. But also what to think about is, when it comes to a makom chashuv, is 4x4 divided by dimensions or by area? So 4x4 is also 16. So maybe you don't have 5x3.5, let's say, as opposed to 5x4. So it's very important when it comes to, let's say, hilchos mezuzah. Mezuzah, that if you have a room, you have to have a dal by dal to be chayv in mezuzah. So does dal by dal mean an area or dimension? So machlok is rush in the Rashba and brought down Shulchan Aruch, that if you have, let's say, a walk-in closet that's very deep, and it's 16 amos in area, but it's only, this is amos, though, not tefachim. But let's say it's only 2 amos wide, but it's 20 amos long. That's certainly an area that's 16 amos, but it's not going to be the 4x4. So I'm not sure just what to think about. And also Erevin as well, Erevin, we have Makom Patur. Makom Patur is considered Dal by Dalad, but that as well is a question whether or not it's an area or it's in the actual dimensions. Okay. Gemara now says, Pachas mi tefach, if the ziz is only less than a tefach, then ein lo chazaka, you can't establish a chazaka, ve'ein lo yachalim chos, and the Baal Chatzar can't protest it because it really doesn't bother him. So Amar Rav Huna, lo shanu ela Baal Hagag be Baal Chatzar. This is only true that the Baal Gag against the Baal Chatzar. What does this mean? What's lo shanu? So the lo shanu ein lo yachalim chos, that the Baal Chatzar cannot protest on the Baal Hagag. When the other way around, sorry. Lo shanu ela Baal Hagag be Baal Chatzar. That the guy in the roof cannot go against the Baal Chatzar. But look what the Rashbam says here. See the Rashbam around 10 lines up from the narrow lines? He says, Amar Rav Huna lo shanu teinu yachalim chos. Who can't be mocha? That's only ela Baal Hagag shu Baal HaZiz. The guy, the owner of this little ziz, he can't protest the Baal Chatzar. Deino yachol limchos bo, he can't protest against the Baal Chatzar. Velomer al tishamish bezid shali, don't use my ziz. To my hipsit Baal Hagag, what does he care for? He has to let the Baal Chatzar use the ziz, a little hook. I've got a little hook from my roof. So the Baal Chatzar can hang up his jacket if he wants, and I can't protest him using it. Why? Halo kishishamish Baal Chatzar v'yitle beziz chafetzav. When the owner of the Chatzar uses my hook, lo yira le Baal Hagag, I don't see him. He's below the wall. I don't see what's going on here. Sharehu tach, don't know. He's below me. But look at Hezek Ria. The concern is the Hezek Ria. He can't look into my property. There's a wall. So if you go to your neighbor and there's a little hook, I can hang my jacket on because I can't see above your wall. V'imishum dimimala makum haziz. But he's using my area. Now I can't use his ziz. If he's hanging his coat up, I can't hang my coat up. Achshav ein yachol ba gag litlos bo chafetav. I can't use the same hook. With respect to that, says Rashbam, it's not of concern. So, since I, as the Baal HaZiz, cannot create a chazaka, when the tefach is less, when it's less than a tefach, so Baal Chatzar, if he wants, he can cut it down. He can say one day, I'm building a structure. I'm going to cut down your hook. So if he wants to cut down the hook, he can. So certainly, Kol Shekein, if he wants to use the hook, he's allowed to as well. So that's what we're talking about here, that the Baal Hagag cannot be mocha the Baal Chatzar to use this ziz. But the Gemara says, in contrast to, aval, back to the Gemara now, Baal Chatzar be Baal Hagag yachal limchus. The Baal Chatzar can be mocha to the Baal Hagag. How so? Look at the Rashbam, two wide lines down now, the end of the line, about Baal Chatzar yachal limchus be Baal Hagag. I could say to the guy at the roof, I could say to the guy with the hook, don't take that ziz out, even less than a tavach. It's bothering me. Or inami, if you put the hook up, you can't use it, the Baal Chatzar could say. Because you're on top. When you, as the guy in the roof, when you come to use my hook, you're going to look over the wall and look into my property. I'm doing private things. I'm going swimming, my bathing suit here. I don't want you seeing me here. So therefore, the Baal Gag can stop the Baal Chatzar, rather, the Baal Chatzar could stop the Baal Gag from either making the ziz or from using the ziz because it's going to be a violation of Hezek Ri'ya. Fine, that's the opinion of Rav Huna, the distinction between Baal Chatzar versus the Baal Hagag. But the Gemara now quotes the opinion of Rav Yehuda. Yehuda Amar, he says as follows, Afilu Baal HaChatzar de Baal Gag ein yachalim chos. Nope. Even the guy in the below ground cannot stop the Baal HaZiz from using the property. Why? So the Gemara says, Lema beHezek Ria kamifugi. Must be arguing about Hezek Ria. That Demar Saber Shmei Hezek. The first opinion, Rav Huna thought it was Hezek Ria. That's why the Baal Gag can't use the Ziz because he's going to look over. But Rav Yehuda holds Mar Sever Lav Shmei Hezek. We don't call the, looking is not called a hezek. Just because he can look into my property, that's not hezek. So the Baal Gag has every right to use that hook, that ziz, and even though he looks in, Hezek Ria Lav Shmei Hezek. That seems to be the machlokus between Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, whether the Baal Hagag can use this ziz. And the Gemara says no, lo. The Chuli Alma reminds us back to the sugyas in the first parak, the first sugya of the whole Masechta, lo. Chuli Alma, everybody is in agreement, Shmei Hezek. Looking into someone's private property is considered damage. So how could Rav Yehuda allow the Baal Hagag to use the hook? He's going to look down at my chatzar. He says, shiny hacha, he says differently, the amr le tashmi shasa lo chazi. Lamai chazi, limit le bay midei. Mahadri ape vitalinabach. The tashmi shasa lo chazi. I can't stand at the hook. It's this, whatever's sticking out, I can't use it. So I'm not using it. All I'm doing is hanging something up here. So what he says is, I'll read this inside again. It's not fit for any real use. What's the purpose of this is? It's to hang a jacket up or something. So what I'll do is, I'll walk backwards and I'll hang a coat up where I won't look into your chatzer. So there's not going to be a violation of Hezekiah. That's where Rav Yehuda's coming from, and it won't be Hezekiah. But Idach says, but sometimes you'll be scared, you might fall, and you're going to look forward to what you're doing, and you're hanging up, and you're going to see what I'm doing, swimming in my backyard. So therefore, it would be a violation, and there's a concern of Hezekiah, and the Baal Chatzar can be ma'akev, the Baal Hagag, from using the property. Okay. Interesting Tosis here to do. Should I do this?
We pass like when, if a neighbor builds a house that much, in other words, higher than the house that was there before. I mean, let's say you had a pool and a guy builds.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of certainly from the town, there's certain rules of town.
I know, but things down, Hezekiah.
I think we pass Hezekiah, so I imagine it would be a problem. I imagine so, but I don't know the halach of it. Okay. The Gemara says now. Look at Tosis for a second. The first part's interesting, but I'm going to skip the first part. And should I use it? Let's do the whole Tosos here. Why not? Tosos writes about filu bal chatzir bal gag ein yachol limchos. V'yaf agav the gavi ziz shelfnei achalon. If there's a ziz in front of the window, the yotze the rishis rabim that extends into the rishis rabim lo sharinan. We don't permit b'masechas erevin laniach alav. You can't place objects on that ziz. Ella kelim hanishbarim. Only broken kelim. Mishum dechashinan dilma nafi v'asilasuye. If you have a full keli, you put a shirt. And it might fall into Rosh Hashanah. You might go down and pick it up. So you can't place a kalim on this ziz over Rosh Hashanah. Only broken kalim, which if it falls, no one really cares about. You won't come pick it up. So how come here? So I have a ziz, and the Gemara says you can use a ziz. So there's no Rosh Hashanah, but shouldn't I be concerned if I fall on the guy's head and the guy who's a Baal Chatzar? So Gemara says no, because hachalo chashinan shema yipol arosho. Here we're not concerned that it might fall on his head. Shalach ba'chatzer sheino omer kol shah tachas aziz. The guy's not standing under there all day. In Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it could fall, and then I'll go downstairs and pick it up from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So that's a real concern. But for the guy, mom is standing under the ziz all the time, and something's going to fall on his head. That's so far fetched. So that's why you can use the ziz that's hanging over into chatzer. You just can't use the ziz hanging out into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Inami, the Gemara says, alternatively, Hasam lo asr el laniach alav. There, it's only asr to place it. But hacha ari de mitle be bedavar atalei lo chashin alinafila. Here, it's hanging, so there's something holding up from falling. If it's a flat, it's a platform. You place something, so the wind could blow it off. But if it's hanging on something, there's a hook. So then, obviously, it's harder for the wind to pick it up first and go over and to fall over. That's the difference between a ziz that's hanging versus a flat ziz. Vim Tomer asks Tosvos, "V'heyach yochel bal hagag l'shamish b'ziz? How could the owner of the roof use the ziz in the first place? V'ha ika make damer perkama gaga samech lechatzir chaver ose l'make gavo arba amos." If you remember in the first parak, if I have a roof and you have a chatzir, I need to build a fence here, block my roof, so I don't look into your property. So how can I ever access the ziz? Now imagine there's a wall here, right, and the top of the wall is here. So now there's a ziz hanging out there, but there's supposed to be a fence here. So how do I get to that ziz? There's a fence blocking it. So Tosus answers, V'yeshlomar kigon da ziz bekeren zaves besof hamakeh. It has to be where the fence is like that, and in the corner, the ziz is off to the corner, and that's the ziz I'm using. Okay.
That's fine. No issues then.
There are no issues, but then you could kind of see around the fence. You're using the ziz, get a little crack in there, I don't know. Fine. Yeah, I hear. But it has to be an area, it's a hard spot where you could use it. Fine. The Mishnah says now, the new Mishnah. Lo yiftach adam chalonosav l'chatzir hashutvin. A person, even though he shares property with a partner, he cannot open up a window to that property, even though it's shared. Then the Mishnah says, lokach bais b'chatzir acheres. Let's say you buy a house in another property, another field. Lo yiftachenu b'chatzir. Lo yiftachenu. You can't open up that area. So look at Rashbam. Rashbam says that lokach bais b'chatzer acheres hasamech lezeh chatzer. You buy a house in a neighboring chatzer. Loiftechen Rashbam said lechatzar shutvim diafagav diyeshal chelik bechatzar ein yachal rabos alem achsanayim. So even though you have now a ownership of that new property that you're in, you cannot. We don't want more traffic coming in, so you cannot open up another entrance in that house because you're bringing more people into it. The Gemara is going to explain a little bit more about this. Let's say bona aliyah agave beso. Let's say you build a second floor on top of your house. You cannot bring it, make another access to that attic from the courtyard because you're bringing more traffic in. Ella, what you are allowed to do is imrata bona es ached lefnim beso ubona love agave beso poskel tocha beso. What you could do is you could build another room within your house. You could take, let's say, one large room. You could make a division and split a two-family house in one area. And then on the back area, you could build a house above that second part. What's the difference of this? So if you look at Rashbam here, Rashbam says, "Uposchen l'toch beso." Rashbam says, "D'cheven d'derech pesach shelo yotzin l'chatzer." Since through the entrance, a guy goes to the field, "Ein tareach l'bnei achatzer." Sheino mar belem diyon. You don't really add any people coming in there. Why not? They're not talking about where you add onto your house. When I said to you, I split my house into two. I haven't extended. I take my one big room. Now it's cut in half. Two families living here. So I haven't extended any building. If I have a house, I have the right, as you have the right, everybody in the chatzah has the right, to fill the house with as many people as could possibly fit here. So I'm maximizing my space. So I'm splitting in half. Two families is okay. Once I build an extension and more people could actually live in, that's where they could protest. We don't want so much traffic in. So Gemara is going to explain all these different dinim. These are all, of course, irrelevant. When a person builds, there are so many ramifications to the neighbors. It could be, you know, it could be the blocking the sun from coming in. It could be looking into the property. It could be the flow of the drainage, oftentimes, which is a big issue of the water flow. So too, another issue is bringing more traffic in. If you have you want to build a school in an area where more traffic or a shul, all these things are going to be affected. So that the Gemara is going to explain some of these dinim. So let's go a little bit further than the Gemara now. Gemara says, "My iria lechatzer hashutvim." Why does the Mishnah only say that if I have a shared property, I can't open up a window? Even afil lechatzer chaver. Let's say I've got my neighbor, which he has on his own. And it's not shutvim. That also nami lo. I can't open up a window to his area. So why does the Mishnah specify a case of shutvim? The Gemara says, "Lomi bai kamar, lomi bai lechatzer chaver delo." Obviously, you don't need to tell me that I can't open my window up to your chatzer. That's obvious. That's hezekriya. Aval lechatzer shutvim. But if we have partners and we're sharing the property, I would have thought damrelei sof sof ha kabayis itznuyi minai bechatzer. Why do you care if I open my window up? When I'm in the chatzer, which I'm allowed to use just like you could use, you have to watch out for me. So when I'm in my house now, I open the window, you should also. There's no difference. You always have to. You're not doing anything intimate in your backyard that's going to bother you. So whether I'm in my chatzer or I'm in my house, either way, it should be okay. So I should be able to open up a window to the chatzer shutvim. Kamash Malan says the Gemara, Damrlei, the shutv says, Ad ha'in up until now, b'chatzer havabina, it's nui minach. Up until now, but hashana afil b'bayis nami ba'ina atznui binach. So the machlok is how to read this line in the Gemara. There's two ways. Either it means that he's saying, when I was in the chatzer, so now I'm only concerned when you're in the chatzer, I need to watch how I'm dressed, let's say. But when you're in the house, I didn't have to be bothered so much because you can't look inside the chatzer. But now that you're in the house, I always have to make sure, are you home or you're not home? And that's an added tircha for me. That's one explanation. The other explanation is that whether I'm in the house or not. That what? When I was in the house, so then I only have to be concerned of you when you're in the chatzer. But now that you open up a window in your own house, now even when I'm in my house now, I have to be concerned of what's going on in my house. So there's the two ways Tosis alludes to these two different perushim. So that's why the Gemara said, the Mishnah says, even if we have a shared property, I have no right to open up a window into that chatzer because it's going to pose a further damage onto the other partner. The Tana Rabbanan, the Brayso now says, we're going to read to the top of to the top of Samech. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Ma'aseh b'adam echad. There's a story of one person. Shepasach chalon av lechatzer hashutvim. He opened up his window to a property that he was sharing. Ubalafnei Rabbi Yishmael bar Rabbi Yosi Amar lo. He says to him, Hechazakta b'ni hechazakta. You have established a chazaka. You opened it up, and it's all yours. And Rashbam says he thought that immediately there was a chazakah, because if the guy didn't respond right away, that was an implicit understanding. Who would allow a guy to open the window without saying anything right away? So he opened the window, the guy didn't protest. It's all yours, says Rabbi Yishmael. You get to keep the window open. And he went to Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya says, no. Amir got to pasachta, yigav asasim. You put a lot of nice effort into building out and carving out a window. Now put more effort in and close it up. Why? Rashbam says in the bottom here, delo havi chazak ad shalosh shanim. You do not establish a chazak al altar. It's not immediate. The guy has 3 years to protest. So 1 week went by. That's not sufficient. If this went on for 3 years, then I'd grant you that chazakah. But within the 3 year period, says Rabbi Chiya, it's not considered a chazakah. And then comes along Amar of Nachman. Rabbi Nachman says, "V'listom le'alter havi chazakah shein adam also l'shesos mim oro b'fana v'shosik." Let's say the Rashbam says on the top of Daf Samech, "Listom im hichzik b'chalon shalosh shanim b'chatzar shutvin." 3 years passed. I've generated a chazakah of 3 years. I can leave my window open. Then Bachaver, my friend comes up, my neighbor comes up to my window. He starts, you know, boarding it up with plywood now. Visasmo shibana kosa connecto, or he builds a wall to block it. And I'm quiet. That's la'alter havi chazaka, because the person doesn't let his window be blocked by his neighbor. So if you even though when you open up a window, it's not a chazaka until 3 years, if the guy closes and blocks my window, then that will be a chazaka immediately, according to all opinions. Okay. We'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Tomorrow's the last daf of Cheskas Sabatim. We're now more than a third through the Masechta. Very exciting.